This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
That's the telephone number here at the station to get on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. And again, a great opportunity right now to get on the air with your question at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We are joined this morning by CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Guys, how are we doing this week?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great.
Great to talk with you. Malia, how have you been?
Very good. Happy first week of summer already.
Yes, it's official. Man, time
feels
flies.
Feels like spring, I think, though.
I know. We had a little summer in the spring, and now we've got spring and summer. But yeah, it's beautiful out there for sure, and we've had a great year so far. A lot of good stuff. We talk about thinking ahead. We're going to talk a bit about Social Security and whether or not you should take it at age 62 and some considerations to make when making that very important decision. Before we get rolling, though, on this week's conversation, one of the cool things we do each and every week on the program is the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, and this week is no exception. A chance to win a fantastic prize from the folks at Klaus Financial. This week, a $25 gift card to Chili's. Tell you a little bit more in the program about how you can win that gift card. In the meantime, it's a little tip. Listen closely. Typically, the question and answer come up during the program. Speaking of questions and answers, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and get the answer to that one as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a really great conversation about inflation, which nobody wants to hear about, but we had a lot of listeners listen for our question, which was, what was the average inflation rate between the year 2000 and 2019? Multiple choice, was it 5% or 2.1%? Congratulations to our winner last week who reigns from Fitchburg, Wisconsin. Correct answer was 2.1% was the average inflation rate. So thanks for listening, and we'll listen carefully today.
Another chance to win again this morning. If you've got a question for CJ and Malia, we'd love to get you on the air this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Again, we're going to be discussing whether you should take Social Security at age 62. And I think for a lot of people, they say, does it make sense? Should I wait? What are those considerations? What do we need to know there, CJ?
Yeah, this is the million-dollar question, right? Should I draw Social Security as early as I possibly can at 62? Should I draw it at my full retirement age, known as FRA? Or should I wait till 70 when delayed retirement credits end? This is a big and an important question for you to consider with your spouse. And unfortunately, the answer to that question is, like most of the answers to our questions, it depends. So, of course, what does it depend upon? Well, that's what we're going to talk about here this morning. So here's some things to consider. First, how soon should you take your benefit and what are the differences? So full retirement age, known as FRA, according to Social Security, if you were born between 1943 and 1954, your full retirement age is age 66. For those born between 1955 and 1959, your full retirement age is 66 plus some number of months. And finally, if you were born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. Again, this is the age at which you can collect 100% of your benefit. It doesn't mean it's your maximum benefit, by the way. There's just this concept in Social Security of it's an unreduced benefit once you reach full retirement age. Now, if you take benefits early, you can choose to collect them as early as 62. So as an example, I'm born after 1960, and so therefore my FRA is 67, my full retirement age. But if I were 62, I could choose to draw as early as 62. Or conversely, if I get to age 67, which is my full retirement age, that doesn't mean I have to pull. I could even wait up until age 70. Now, here's the key. If you're going to draw early, and this kind of makes intuitive sense, doesn't it? If I'm going to draw early, which is before my age 67, I'm going to get a lower monthly benefit because I'm going to be drawing for a longer period of time. If I wait after age 67, I'm going to be getting a larger than my full retirement age benefit because I'm going to be pulling for a shorter period of time. So here's a tip. Go to ssa.gov. I think this will be the 1,000,000th time we've mentioned this on this show. Go to ssa.gov, which is an excellent resource. You can set up a login, see your earnings history, and see a projection of what your future benefit might be at various different ages, and try to figure out, you know, when you should collect. Which really leads to that next question. When should you collect? And the answer is, it really just all depends upon when your full retirement age is and, you know, and when you need the income. So here's one big tip. Between the ages of 62, which is the earliest you can draw, and your full retirement age, whatever that is, you have to be careful because Social Security limits your ability to do what's called a double dip, meaning earning income and drawing Social Security. If your earnings are over a certain level, and Malia will talk about this in a little bit, they will start taking benefits away. So what we would say to you is generally we would like to see people try to wait until at least their full retirement age, or at least until the point they know they are retired, they're not going to go back to work and start earning an income stream, and they can use that benefit. Final concept here is what's called delayed retirement credit. So if you get to that full retirement age and you say, CJ, I just don't need the money. Well, first things first, you're in a very small group of Americans, so congratulations. But if that's you, if you wait after your full retirement age, you get what are called delayed retirement credits of a guaranteed 8% per year as it stands right now. And that continues all the way up until age 70, at which point if you are not drawing Social Security by age 70, you need to start by 70. So there you go. Goodness gracious, this is complex stuff, but I hope you stuck with me through all of that.
That's great information. You mentioned that website, ssa.gov, which is a fantastic website. And yeah, we talk about it. I know I've from you guys, I set up an account there. It's a really, really cool resource and a great thing to see. Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Great opportunity right now to get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. The website at Kloss Financial, it's KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. So as we kind of break down Social Security, I think one of the big questions we often wonder, which is, how exactly is my Social Security benefit determined? And does that amount increase over time?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, I think they just throw some dice and they come up with a number for you, but it has a little more math involved. I will mention too, CJ said we gave out the website for the millionth time. You should go on there at least once a year and just make sure that your wages reflect the actual wages you had. You want to make sure that Social Security has that the IRS has reported it correctly. And I just went on the other night because I had gotten an email from Social Security, so I was a little suspicious. So I logged on to my account that I've previously established, and I saw the nice, similar to the nice printout we always used to get in the mail. I did the same thing for my husband, same evening, and I got a completely different printout for him, not just different numbers, but actually a whole different template. Ooh. And his template was brand new, much improved. So you really should go online and just check it out and see what those numbers look like for you. But back to how do they come up with you being able to even have a benefit. And so it starts back with the word credits. You actually have to have enough credits to even qualify to receive a benefit someday. So as you work and you pay taxes, you earn what is known as Social Security credits. And in 2021, for example, you earn a credit for every $1,470 that you make in earnings. So you can only get up to a maximum of 4 credits per year. And most people need 40 credits to qualify for a benefit or at least 10 years of work. So if you stop working before you have enough credits to qualify, your credits will still stay in your record. And if you return to work later on, you can add credits back into the ones you've already completed. So I do see that sometimes for, you know, women who have left the workforce and perhaps they had worked before they had gotten married and raised kids, and now they're contemplating going back into the workforce. So it's really important to understand that you can just add credits to previous ones. So if you don't have at least 40 credits, then you're not currently entitled to that retirement benefit. So you might want to go to SSA.gov if what I'm saying doesn't make sense to you and read their publication, How You Earn Credits. But assuming you have enough of those credits, then Social Security will use a calculation and they're going to look at 35-year average of your covered wages, of your highest years with each year's wages adjusted for inflation. So that's important to understand. You know, I look back to when I was 16 and maybe I made $1,000 because it was like the first job of my life or something. And that doesn't really mean anything. And another year, maybe I made zero because I was raising children. So for every year you can go back and, you know, you can earn, earn money to make up those 35 years, you actually can cancel out a zero or a low number, and that will help you achieve a higher benefit when you go to take it. And the other thing people wonder is, so will my benefit ever go up? So this is interesting. You've got a cost of living benefit, and it actually starts the year you become age 62. So even if you don't get benefits until your full retirement age, the FRA that CJ mentioned, or even age 70, you have to understand that the benefit is increasing according to the cost of living during those years, even if you're not collecting. So, you know, back in 2020 last year, the Social Security benefits only went up by 1.6%, your COLA, cost of living, and they went up by 1.3% in 2021. So since we are experiencing some inflation this year, we would expect Social Security benefits will edge up slightly as well. And then finally, if you're a government worker and you're going to get a pension, there is a different formula applied to your average indexed monthly earnings. So that's called the windfall elimination provision. And you can again see that on SocialSecurity.gov and find out what that potential benefit might look like for yourself.
Really good website there. Also a great website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn more about Klaas Financial on the website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. And of course, a link to the most recent podcast, all included in that weekly newsletter. Just head on over to KlaasFinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Got a line open for you right now with your retirement-related questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Klaas Financial, their website, KlaasFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. The telephone number for their office right here in Madison. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with CJ and Malia this morning about a very popular topic, which is Social Security. And there's a lot to understand and there's a lot to know and a lot of very important decisions that that need to be made in regards to Social Security, when to take it and those type of things. Let's talk then about for individuals and kind of how do we know which age is the right age, and is there a break-even point for benefits, and how would that be determined?
Yeah, so this is, of course, the question, what's the right age for me? You know, we say it depends, and then people go, great, what's the right age for me? And so, truth be told, it's the only way to know the right age for you would be to know the future. And so, you have to understand that you are always making an educated guess. Right. So I know that sounds terrible to people. They go, what do you mean? You're a financial planner. You should calculate all of this. But I just don't know the date that you're going to die. And that has a huge impact on whether or not drawing earlier or later, you know, it would benefit you. But we digress. So things that you should consider, of course, would be, does your spouse have other sources of income available that means you don't need the Social Security right now? Some people, of course, advocate drawing earlier because they're concerned about the stability of Social Security. That's not us, by the way. We think Social Security will be there, especially if you're over the age of 50. But those are some things to consider. And then you should be aware that Social Security benefits right now are paid out to almost 70 million Americans in one form or another. So there is a lot of people drawing on this benefit right now. But of course, the question is, what is the actual reduction in benefits if I take it early? So this is interesting. We should talk about this. If your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months, and you start receiving retirement benefits at age 62, then you will only get 74.2% of your monthly benefit amount of what it would have been at full retirement age. Let me repeat that. If your full retirement age is 66 and 2 months, but you decide to draw early at age 62, you're going to get 74.2% of the monthly benefit, or, you know, darn near a 30% reduction. If you decide, if you're that same person and you say, no, I'm not going to draw at 62, I'll wait till 65, you will get 92.2% of your full retirement benefit. And this, again, this actually makes intuitive sense when you kind of draw it out on a piece of paper, which is like, oh yeah, well, if I draw early, I'm going to draw for more years, which means I should get less per month. Now, even though we understand that your benefit will go up if you wait, 62 is still by far the most popular age for people to claim Social Security benefits. Malia and I roll our eyes a little bit at this because most people are uneducated about this and just draw because the money's available and they're dealing in fear. And they said, I heard Social Security is going to run out of money anyway, so I might as well take it while I can get it. And what we would say to you is, whoa, 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 slow down, speak to somebody that you know and trust. Not that you have to agree with us, by the way, but speak to somebody who can kind of, I call it, blow the smoke out of the room. So smoke out of the room, talk to you about what's your best option. Because again, I don't know about you, but if I can just wait a few years and get a 30% increase in my income for the rest of my life, I would want to know about that. So something just to be careful of. Now, here's another fun fact. In 2018, only 6% of women and 4% of men waited till age 70, which is when delayed retirement credits end. And what Malia and I would say is, ooh, we would love to see more people waiting longer if possible. Again, I say that humbly because we do realize sometimes you have a chronic illness and then you should draw early, or sometimes you get laid off unexpectedly and you need the income to survive. So not guilt tripping anybody here, but rather just do your best to kind of educate yourself. So many people ask, what is the break-even calculation for Social Security? So I'm just going to address this very briefly. If you're listening right now and you have additional questions about a break-even for yourself or anybody else later on, feel free to call our office. We'll try to run a calculation for you. But here's the concept. If I draw early at age 62, even though it's a lower monthly benefit, I am 4 years or 5 years ahead of my other self that would have waited till my full retirement age, right? So I am money ahead. But then my other self that would have waited starts getting a higher monthly benefit and starts catching up. Okay, so this is the concept of a break-even calculation. So the question is, when do all of these numbers break even to the point where the dollar amount you have received is about the same? And the answer is, it depends, of course, but the calculation shows that for most Americans, it's somewhere between 78 and 81. Okay. So said another way, if you could guarantee yourself that you're going to live beyond age 81, and the only thing you care about is getting the maximum dollar amount out of Social Security, then you would be best off waiting until 70 to collect Social Security. Conversely, if you could guarantee that you were going to die before the age of, say, 78, and the only thing you cared about was getting the maximum dollar amount out of Social Security, then you should draw at 62, or when you're not working anymore. So interesting facts there. It's this concept of break-even calculations that's really interesting, but be ever so cautious with these break-even calculations, because sometimes people think it's a mandate that you shouldn't draw until you know you're going to get a better dollar amount, and that's just not true. There are many different things that should go into when you specifically should draw.
321-1310, 321-1310. If you've got questions for CJ and Malia, love to hear from you this morning. And Lynn joins us. Lynn, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. I am 69. I'm single. I am not taking Social Security, and I really don't need the money, but I'm concerned about the tax implications of taking Social Security, how it adds to taxable income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if
so
that
you're 6
once I turn 70. and I have to take Social Security.
Sure. Yeah. So this is a technical question for all of our listeners, but great one, Lynn. So you're 69. You're not drawing. Awesome. By the way, you're in one of those few categories of people who have decided to wait. You will want to draw at 70 if you haven't drawn by then. But when you draw, the whether or not Social Security is taxable is dependent upon your total income. We've done shows about this very topic before. But let's assume for a moment, Lynn, that your total income is high enough that 85% of your Social Security will be income taxable. Remember that just because 85% of your Social Security income is taxable, it doesn't mean it's taxed at 85%. It's just added to your taxable income. Said another way, under current law, 15% of your Social Security is always tax-free. So the other 85% is taxable. Now, your question is good. Like, hey, under the current administration, they're talking about tax raises. Well, remember, that is at a pretty high income level. That would be for an individual over $200,000 would be where they're looking at raising the brackets. Now, some people are cynical about whether that's the true number, but it doesn't matter. At this point, that's not going to impact most Americans. And therefore, I think the probability that in the short run, you're going to get a tax rate increase on that Social Security benefit is pretty low, unless your personal total taxable income in retirement is over $200,000. So I wouldn't be afraid of it, I guess, is what I'm trying to say to you, Lynn. I would say wait as long as it's right for you, but then when you draw, I wouldn't be overly fearful of the tax rate. Great question.
Great question, Lynn. Thanks for call. Let's go now to Jim. Jim, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I heard you talk about going online to check your account. How safe is it to go online to punch in your Social Security number and to access or create an account?
Such a good question, Jim. I would say the greatest risk of you going online to check your Social Security benefit is actually you, not the website. So what do I mean by this? I mean, a lot of people will use the same username and password for everything. And so they'll go in, they'll create some credentials, and then they'll use the same login or, you know, have a little black book on their desk that has every username and password in it. And somebody steals it. However, you should know the risk of somebody stealing your Social Security login is actually pretty low. Meaning, if you gave it to a hacker and a hacker said, "Yes, I've got your Social Security login," there's not much they can do. They could try to file for Social Security benefits, but typically there's a waiting period on that, and they send out a letter to you, and then you have an opportunity to like shut down the fraud. So what I'd say to you is we actually think it's a pretty secure process for you to go on to ssa.gov and set up a login. But if you want to increase your own security, use a unique username and password and store it in a secure location. If you do that, then we think you're in good shape.
Great question. Really good stuff this morning. We're going to continue our conversation with CJ and Malia. We are going to do the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We will do that next here on 1310 WIBA.